This is Green and Gold Today on ESPNWisconsin.com. Now back to Bill and Jason.
Packer fans, your source for everything Packers is Green and Gold Today. Presented by Time Warner Cable. Brought to you by the law firm of Durzon and Menard. Jason Wilde at his palatial estate in Deep Here. I'm Bill Johnson from the Time Warner Cable Studios. Wilde, we have a special guest on the line, apparently.
It's burning up Twitter, in fact, as Brian has tweeted his appearance, and it's getting all kinds of attention. It may be a trending topic right after Wilde, You Suck, which was a trending topic the other night. It's Brian Caravu from the Maple Street Press and from Cheesehead TV. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Jason and Bill. I'm glad to be on and talking some Packers.
Well, I was telling Bill about how all you guys have been kind of, I don't want to say on the fringe, because you were part of the coverage of the shareholders meeting, but then you weren't credentialed to be on the sideline at practice, so you guys have been writing and tweeting and watching from the stands. And I was saying to Bill that to me, and I think there are people who probably disagree with me within the media, but to me, you guys serve such a valuable purpose for those of us that cover the team from a newspaper perspective or a radio perspective, because of the fact that guys like you and Aaron Nagler, there's a, not only is there a passion there, but there is a knowledge there that it kind of keeps us in check. And I guess my opening question to you is, how do you view your role as an NFL blogger, which I think is kind of how you guys have been referring to yourselves?
Yeah, I'm a blogger. I personally consider myself a journalist. That's my education, and I was trained that way. And the way I write personally, I write objectively, and I consider myself as much of a journalist as anybody else. But, we're not credentialed all the time. Sometimes the Packers throw us a bone and let us inside, but like they did during the shareholders meeting. But I hope we serve a good audience, and I think it's our role to be providing as much information as possible to them.
Now, I always say to Aaron that he's got a quote-unquote real job, because he does, and then he's got Cheesehead TV as a second real job, which is what it's become for him. Talk a little bit about what you guys have got going on over there now. It seems to me that you're really kind of, I don't want to say taking over the Packer blogosphere, but it has become kind of the epicenter of that.
Yes, on CheeseheadTV.com, we host live blogs during practice, and it's very open source. You know, we include Twitter updates from all the beat writers, newspapers, radio, you name it, in addition to, you know, us at Cheesehead TV ourselves doing that. And we think this is just a great service. It's open to anyone, not just beat writers and us bloggers, but readers. They're commenting during the live blogs, and we have polls during practice, and just it's very interactive. We interact with our fans a lot.
I guess, too, the other thing you mentioned, that they throw you a bone from time to time, but really, and this is not to say that the media that covers the team regularly is beholden to the Packers in any way, but I guess, Brian, just looking at the way that you guys do it, you don't develop the relationships that some of the insiders, that some of the beat writers do, which is, I guess, bad to a certain extent, but it's also good to a certain extent, too, because you can kind of afford to be the hangman out there. I mean, if somebody needs to get killed, you can kill them pretty much without even worrying about it.
Yeah, I suppose we can bash a player. I mean, we don't do it unnecessarily. You know, we think if there's something negative to be written, there will be a purpose for it. And I certainly wouldn't allow that to, question a player had I had the chance to do it. You know, I would ask them the same questions in person, but yeah, I mean, you don't have to face them. That is a certain dynamic that may or may not exist there while we're not in the locker room.
Talking with Brian Caravu from Cheesehead TV and the Maple Street Press Packers Preview Magazine. And Brian, obviously I did a little bit of writing for the preview. Can you tell us a little bit about how that's going and what the thought process was behind it and what kind of success it's had since it hit newsstands, or has it hit newsstands?
Yes, it's hitting newsstands right now. Technically, tomorrow is the on-sale date, but everywhere I've been, the magazine is now out on newsstands, Maple Street Press, Packers Annual, and thank you very much, Jason, for including your articles on Aaron Rodgers, our cover article, and Charles Woodson, and the whole tiff with New York Jets head coach Rex Ryan, and that's going to be quite a game this year coming up, but no, Maple Street Press Packers Annual is a season preview magazine that's really different from most out there. Most fans go out and get their NFL season preview magazine, and they get the 4 or 5 pages on the Packers, and that's it, and they come away disappointed. This is 128 pages, fully devoted 100% to the Packers, full color, with not a single advertisement in the entire magazine. So I really think fans are getting a bang for their buck by going out and getting this.
Well, Brian, I got to ask you, because everybody else has commented on it, the expectations are very high for the Packers. I guess we could argue as high as they've been since maybe going into the 96 or 97 seasons. What are your expectations for the Packers as they head into this season?
The Packers can be a very good team, possibly a great team. I mean, they still have to beat the Minnesota Vikings. The defending Super Bowl champion Saints are going to be tough. I mean, they still have to prove they can go out and beat those teams first. I think the Packers are capable of it. But, you know, come the regular season when they face the Vikings twice, we'll find out. I mean, the Vikings, like it or not, you know, they're the defending NFC North champions, and they have to be thrown off the throne first.
Brian, I want to go back to the discussion about bloggers. And my question to you is, you know, you do have your journalism degree. You've done a lot of journalistic work. You're working as a freelance writer, so it's not just, you know, Cheesehead TV or what was Railbird Central. But where do you see this going? You know, you and Corey and Aaron stopped by my office at Lambeau after the shareholders meeting before I stood you up for your tweet up. And we talked about how there are certain teams that have kind of embraced this citizen journalist blogger segment of the media, because it's on the internet, it's media, and the Packers obviously are not quite there yet. Where would you like to see this kind of go, and what do you think the timeline is before it kind of gains the acceptance that maybe you'd like to see it gain?
I'd like to see us accepted as fully credentialed members of the media, and I think it's only a matter of time before it does happen that way. You know, we have a very large following. You know, I would assume the amount of traffic we get at CheeseheadTV.com is as much as a lot of other media outlets out there, even though, you know, haven't been in business as long as some of the others. But, you know, our interactivity is worlds beyond, I think, what the mainstream media does. And, you know, I think fans clamor for that, and that's why we get a large audience. And I think it's just a matter of time before, you know, the NFL or, you know, any sport for that matter acknowledges that and allows bloggers access.
Now, I have to ask you a tough follow-up, though. Now, it requires a commitment to cover the team, you know, every day, at Lambeau and travel to all the games and stuff like that. Is that something that you would see bloggers doing, or is there still some measure of reliance on what the quote-unquote mainstream media does, and then you guys use that as a jumping-off point?
Yeah, I realize some bloggers might have that restriction. Personally, I don't. I'm going to be at training camp every single day, providing coverage for our fans.
Your wife is okay with that? Because my wife hates that fact.
My wife is very supportive of it, and God bless her. I love her. she realizes, I think, that we're trying to do something special here. And for me, it's not an obstacle. I would be there every practice and every regular season game if allowed to.
Oh, what? And Jason had mentioned that you guys have regular everyday jobs. Do you still have a regular everyday job now, or are you kind of transitioning into this being your regular everyday job?
This is my regular everyday job now. I was formerly a teacher, and I've gotten away from that to pursue a career in writing as a freelance writer and editor. And, of course, working with Maple Street Press is one of my gigs right now. And, working with Cheesehead TV is another. And, I work behind the scenes with, a magazine here, a newspaper there, and things like that. But, no, I don't have the regular workaday job anymore.
And you brought in I don't want to leave anyone out. You guys have also brought in Alex from the Packers Lounge too to get involved with everything you guys do.
Yes, Alex is on CheeseheadTV.com. You just got to go there and click the lounge, and you'll go to all the writing he has, and he brings a very different perspective to the Green Bay Packers. But Alex is a great writer, and we think we serve all segments at Cheesehead TV.
Well, Brian, we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us and kind of explain what's going on the citizen journalist side of covering the Packers, and where can we get the other good stories that are in the Maple Street Press Packers Annual besides the crappy ones that a certain writer wrote?
You can get the Maple Street Press Packers Annual on pretty much any big newsstand in Wisconsin. If you happen to live outside the borders, you can order it online from MapleStreetPress.com.
All right, Brian, thank you very much. We'll check all that stuff out. You're welcome here anytime. Obviously, we read your tweets and things like that very often, but definitely give us a buzz anytime you want to talk some Packers.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it, and go Pack Go.
All right, that's Brian Caravu from the Maple Street Press and from CheeseheadTV.com joining us. And it's just, could you have imagined, Jason, I mean, when you started doing this, I mean, you started writing right out of college, but you started covering the Packers back in 96. Could you have imagined that this is the kind of journalism? I mean, you still have your mainstream journalism, but when you started, could you have imagined that the paper newspaper would be becoming extinct by this point, and that all of your grizzled colleagues would either be out of the business or they'd be writing for the internet, and that guys like Brian and Aaron would be doing what they're doing?
No, I'm kind of in the middle on this one because I really like those guys. I think there is a challenge involved here. Like, Brian signs off with Go Pack Go. It's a little different on my side of the ledger. There are guys that you forge relationships with that you don't mind seeing have success, but I don't have that fan rooting interest in me for these guys. And so that's why I think what these guys do is so valuable, because there are people that want to have that kind of, feeling, and that feeling of community and that passion, and that's great. I think we also, on the other side of the media spectrum, serve a very important purpose where we're not, we don't have a, I mean, some journalists, I suppose, have agendas, but, you don't have that fan prism that you're seeing some things through. And that's not to discount what these guys are doing. It's just a different dynamic. And it was a little bit surprising to me when I tweeted something from the shareholders meeting about how I was impressed with the video that they did. And I said, I'm not a fan, but I got chills watching it. And there were a lot of people who responded, hey, what do you mean you're not a fan? You cover the Packers and you're not a fan of the team? So it's interesting to see how different perspectives are brought to the table when you're covering the Packers for different outlets. And yet, when it comes down to it, people feel so strongly about this team and care so much about it that they are ravenous for the information from all kinds of different outlets.
Well, and it's interesting, too, but neither one of us is old by any stretch of the imagination, and you're younger than me, but when you started covering the Packers, and the internet really wasn't even much of a factor in Packer coverage or in the way that fans followed the team.
Right, exactly. And the, you know, again, that's things are so quick now. I had all my stories up yesterday before we went to the nighttime practice. I had written four different things, and it's just remarkable to me how people just can't get enough. Like, I could have written three more stories last night if I, you know, didn't want to come home and go to bed. So people, they just can't get enough, and there's certainly been a lot going on in camp the first 2 days, and it'll continue today at 2 o'clock.
Well, Wildy's about to take America's cutest baby off to another appointment. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Billy, thanks a lot. Take care.
Right.
Be good.
Jason Wildy joining us for the first portion of the program. When we come back, it's you and me, and we'll get your reactions to training camp and other stuff surrounding the Packers and the National Football League. Packer fans, your source for everything Packers, Green and Gold, today on ESPNWisconsin.com.